A lot can happen to your food before it actually makes it onto your dinner plate. Last month, for example, many tubs of Parmesan cheese were found to be 10% wood pulp. Olive oil is often mixed with sunflower oil and sold as extra virgin. And burgers in the UK were recently full of horse meat. Chris Elliott is the founder of the Institute for Global Food Security, a laboratory in Northern Ireland that tries to sort out the fakes. And he joins us now to tell us how he does it. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Rachel.
I mean, those details, what I just ticked off, it's horrifying.
Yes, and what you covered there, Rachel, was very much the tip of the iceberg. Many, many different forms of food fraud manifest themselves in different parts of the world virtually every day of the week.
So how do you do what you do? I mean, how do you decide to start testing a certain food?
Well, there's a number of factors that we look for. The first is if we see that there's a massive fluctuation in prices of commodities. That can often be because demand outstrips supply. Often that's because of crop failures that happen somewhere in the world. In Madagascar, very recently, the vanilla crop failed. So there's been a massive increase in the price there. So that suddenly puts vanilla on our radar screen as a potential candidate for fraud.
What do you do?
We tend to try to produce food fingerprints. So we know what the fingerprint of vanilla would look like. We will know what vanilla looks like from different parts of the world, actually. And we will compare those reference fingerprints with the samples that arrive into our laboratory, and we compare them.
Are people cheating the global food supply chain?
It's absolutely cheating, but it goes much beyond cheating. I mean, this is criminal activity, very well organized criminal activity. People making a huge amount of money out of fraud in food systems.
How much money are we talking about?
Nobody really knows, but the world trade in groceries is about $11 trillion. And the level of fraud is somewhere between 5 and 10% of that.
When you analyze a sample and find out that, yes, this company is ripping off consumers, what happens to that company?
Yes, and quite often the person who is caught is the retailer, the shops themselves. And they aren't the fraudsters. In fact, they have been cheated themselves. But what happens whenever they are caught, the reputation that goes with that is quite enormous. And many, many companies that have been involved and implicated in food fraud have seen their profits falling dramatically.
So what does this mean for consumers? I mean, the FDA has people working on it to some degree, although, you know, critics say that they could be doing a better job of it. What's a consumer to do if they have worries that they might be eating horse meat when they thought they've bought hamburger?
Yes, it's extremely difficult for consumers to decide what's genuine and what's fake, because I tell you that the fakes are very, very good. We as consumers are reliant upon the food industry, upon our governments to protect us from food fraud.
So you're telling me there's nothing you can really do. We just have to have faith that the label is what it says it is.
My advice to people is two things. Always buy your food from bona fide sources. So if you buy it out of the back of vans and so forth, expect what you get. And the second thing is, if you are buying something that seems to be too good to be true price-wise, it probably is.
Professor Chris Elliott is director of the Institute for Global Food Security at Queen's University, Belfast. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Absolute pleasure, Rachel.